Whether you're watching via cable, satellite, or plain old-fashioned rabbit ears, there's no shortage of reality programs out there. Still, commentator Lenore Skenazy sees light at the end of the reality TV tunnel.
Don't you think that now that the creator of Survivor is casting a show called The Restaurant, maybe we're scraping the bottom of the reality barrel, not to mention gloppy plates? What next? The muffin kiosk? Meet my cats? Timeshare? The Poconos? Even if the show is quick cut to a soundtrack of beating hearts and tolling bells, the fact is not all reality is interesting. I don't remember being interested in my own life when I was waitressing. Oh, sure, maybe viewers would have relished watching me remove a hair from a soda before serving it to some snobby guy, but is this really the stuff of Sweeps Week? That very question, about what viewers want, not whether I should have served food that had a hair in it, seems to be catching up with reality TV. This summer, as TV brings us a whopping 24 new reality shows, it is quite possible that the genre will topple under its own weight, Steph. Already, a bunch of reality shows are finding it harder to recruit regular folks. Serial contestants, the type who would vie for a spot on American Cannibals, still show up, and so do the Maws, model, actress, whatevers. But one casting agent reportedly was expecting at least 60,000 hopefuls to try out for ABC's Next Action Star. That's the show that'll give 30 contestants a chance to win a part in Joel Silver's next flick. Silver made a little movie called The Matrix. Anyway, to the agent's surprise, only 6,000 people showed up, and that is happening at reality shows across the board. Could it be that Americans are finally turning down the chance to eat bugs, wrestle rats, and or get hot oil massages on national TV while fellow contestants accuse them of being covered with shame, hot oil, and or rat poop? Yeah. The word is gunshire. Maybe wised up. They know that humiliation is, if not the name of the game, at least part of it. And the humiliation is not limited to the show. Many of us still recall a Joe Millionaire vixen who got an extra 15 minutes of infamy when the press dug up her past as a foot fetish film star. Other reality contestants were revealed to be ex-cons and brawlers. One guy from Big Brother turned out to be a follower of Khalid Abdul-Muhammad, the racist hate monger. The press found that skeleton, too. Going on a reality show is becoming worse than running for office. And so, just as we're seeing in politics, it is not necessarily the finest candidates who decide to throw their hats in the reality ring. Not that this will make much difference to the public. Contestant quality is not most viewers' number one criterion. Either you like to watch lying, double-crossing schemers, or you don't. Or you like to watch the lying, double-crossing schemers you voted for, so you get C-SPAN. Come to think of it, isn't C-SPAN the ultimate reality show? Hour after hour of minor celebrities vying for airtime, power, and someday a better job? You bet. And if C-SPAN is still with us, then maybe reality TV, no matter how numbing, is destined to stay with us too.
Lenore Skenazy is a columnist for the New York Daily News.